Live match broadcasts in association with Supermax. The fresh 5-ounce beef burger from Supermax. Fresh, never frozen. 100% prime Irish beef and cooked to order every time.
You're very welcome along to a windy and blustery but a dry Pear Stadium. It's the biggest day in Galway club football. It is the battle to see who will take home the Frank Fox trophy with them. It's an all-west affair as well. Teams only 8 miles apart. Saltill and Knocknacarra, who under the guidance of John O'Mahony are trying to secure their first title in 10 years versus 2020 champions Mark Cullen. So it's an almighty battle that will be ahead. As we said, the sides, even though they are so close to each other, it is the first time that they're going to play a competitive championship game at senior level. Teams that will know each other inside out, a lot of overlap between colleges, between schools football, and no doubt the general day-to-day life from the west side of the city here. We'll bring you the teams first. We will start with the Saltill Knocknacarra team. They line out as follows. Rory Lavelle is in between the sticks. Full-back line is number 2, William Finnerty. Number 3, Garage Armstrong. And number 4, Owen McFadden. Half-back line, Carl Sweeney, the scorer of that all-important goal in the semi-final victory over Annadown. Number 6, Owen Deeney. And number 7, Daniel O'Flaherty. Middle of the field is number 8, John Maher. And number 9, Donal Hunt. The half-forward line for Saltill Knocknacarra is number 10, Mikey Collan. And then replacing number 11 is number 24, Brian Conlon. And number 12, Evan Murphy. And then the full forward line, number 13, Tom O'Collan. Number 14, Shawnee O'Lydon. And team captain, Robert Affinity. So plenty of attacking power on then. Both the leading scorer so far in the championship is Mount Ballymyle Loss, Barry McHugh. The next two, they're both a bit of a significant distance away. It would take a bit of almighty sharpshooting. Robert Finity is 13 points behind and Tom O'Callaghan is 18 points behind. But they will be, no doubt, thinking of bigger fish here today. The side named then by Don Connellan, the Mick Cullen team, is number 16, Andrew Power. Of course, that fantastic save in the second half to deny Owen Finity, and the game could have swung back towards the defending champions. In the end, it was 3 goals of their own that proved the difference. But the fullback line then is number 2, Keen Dean, number 4, Neil Mulcahy, and number 17, Conor Corcoran. Halfback line, number 5, Owen Kelly, number 6, David Wynne, and number 28, Michael Mahon. Middle of the field, and this should be an almighty battle both sides, number 21, Peter Cook, and number 9, Tom Clark. Half forward line, number 19, Jared Davern. The all-important, and some described it as the best individual performance by a club player in Galway for some time. Number 3, Sean Kelly. And his brother, number 12, Paul Kelly. The inside line, the scorer of the opening goal last week in the semi-final victory over Mount Ballymyle, number 25, Micheál O'Reilly. Full forward is number 24, Owen Gallagher. And then team captain, number 15, Desi Keneally. So that's both sides. You'll plenty people that might necessarily be watching Galway football week in, week out. Plenty of recognisable names of last year's or this year's Galway senior squad. There's 9 senior panellists. And Barry, the way things are going, might be a few more knocking on the door. We saw Porrick and some of his management team in here in situ watching as well. That's probably a discussion for another day, but it just tells you the calibre of players on both sides out here.
Yeah, certainly. I think there's 9 members of the Galway senior football panel and show today, and all hugely important parts of the Saltill Knocknacarra and Mike Cullen teams. And you know, there is people that Porrick is certainly going to be having a look at. Just looking at John Maher here in the warm-up, I mentioned in the semi-final, he's the most improved player in that Saltill team. I think he's grown in confidence and stature, and the battle between himself and if it's Peter Cook will be a real determinator of how this game goes. But you know, you have to mention the pitch looks fantastic. The rain that maybe we had been expecting hasn't come, so in terms of handling conditions, it's spot on. There is a strong wind blowing down from the Oris, and significantly Mike Cullen have had the first win of the day. They've won the toss and they've opted to play with the breeze in the first half, and I think, you know, Saltill will have prepared for that. They know that, you know, traditionally over the last couple of games, Mike Cullen have had really, really good starts. Not always punishing the teams. You know, you look at the Clare Galway game, they had a number of good goal opportunities. So I would expect the first 15 minutes in this game, if not to be cagey, to be very conservative. And I think both teams will recognise that you know, turnovers are a big aspect of either team scoring opportunities, and I expect when they get possession of that ball, they're going to be careful, they're going to be patient, and I think they're going to, you know, try and work them scoring opportunities through that style of play rather than looking to go long early, because the last thing either team wants to do is give away scoring chances to these teams, because they will punish you.
You just have to look at the flags behind the goal there, the Bourne Troy end, of course, an end, that's Salt Hill. You hop the wall and that's their training ground, their facilities, that's how close they are. But it's a significant breeze. There's always a breeze comes into that coast, but it's stronger than normal. Probably one of the strongest winds we've seen over the course of the championship. Who wins the toss is an important factor in the game as well.
Yeah, and as I said, so my Cullen have won it, and they're opting to play with the wind. So a big boost for them, because who knows what way the wind will be in the second half. But yeah, so I'll tell you, look, both teams have played most of their football, most of their senior championship games, they played them in Pearce Stadium. So they're very used to all kinds of weather conditions that they find here. And each team will have prepared accordingly. You know, they won't have relied on maybe looking at when you lose the toss or when you win the toss, what your style of play will be. John O'Mahony is meticulous in his preparation, as is Don Kinnellan, and both teams will know before they hit the pitch at all today, win or lose the toss, with or against the wind, how they line out and their positional plays. And it's it's just a level that inter-county football has gone to a new level, but club football management, tactics, preparation has also gone to a new level. And I think we're in for a really, really enthralling game here. Big physical team like Mike Cullen, they're relying that fast running, hard running, off the shoulder game against a more youthful, energetic Salt Hill team that might rely more on using the ball, being a little bit maybe more creative on the likes of Rob Finnerty, getting the scoring chances to Tom O'Callaghan. So I think we could be in for a really, really intriguing game of football, and the crowd that is streaming in here, big, big crowd for the biggest day in Galway football. You know, the greats and good of Galway football. I see Liam Salmon, Ray Silk, loads of big personalities in Pearce Stadium today, and as I said, it should be an enthralling game of football.
Just a word of note as well for today's match referees and their officials. It is Martin Flaherty, who is today's match referee. He is assisted by Martin O'Connell, standby referee, and Shane Heer. And then the umpires, Michael Gordon, Paul Kilgannon, Larry McClure, and Martin Gavin. And certainly a busy day ahead as well, but it is great to see so many personalities. You have the Munavay winning side from 1992 out here, and they're beautiful, decked out, and they have gone all out in their blue ties and the suits out on the pitch beforehand. They'll be introduced to the crowd at half time. Big, big crowd here. Main stand is pretty much full up. Decent scattering across the terrace on the far side. But it's good to recognise the teams from gone by, something we haven't been able to do in recent years.
Oh, it's outstanding. And when you look at some of the personalities in that Mullavay team, Matty Coleman, brilliant footballer, father of Niall, you know, what a personality he is. Jerry Daly, what service he's given to Galway football. Francis Roach, the manager. But, you know, for me, I suppose, as a young Galway footballer growing up, the man that I would recognise most of all is Tomás Mannion. And when there's that conversation of greatest Galway sports person, to me, there is only one in terms of his achievements in this code of football, what he did with Munavay, with Abbinocmoy in hurling, what he did with Munavay in rugby. He's just a consummate sports person, always delivered at the top of his game. And, you know, maybe never said the most, people never really got to know him that well through interviews. He kept his powder dry, but he certainly did his talking on the pitch. And, you know, I think, look at reading the article by Francis Farrer in today's programme, he was Connacht Tribune Sports Star of the Week that week. That doesn't surprise me. But again, another man we have to mention is the man from our own parish, Tommy Devan. If any player goes and kicks 7 points in a county final today, it'll be a day that they will truly remember, and I'm sure Tommy looks back with fond memories of what was a brilliant day for that wonderful Munavay Abbey team.
Yeah, 7 points in a county final is a remarkable goal.
He doesn't tell us that often, though.
No, but wonderful service as well to Galway football. Viewers of Galway Bay will recognise him up and down, covering games left, right and centre. So, Tommy, I don't think you're in situ here, but I hope you're watching in and enjoying a special occasion. We hope today will be an even bigger special occasion as well. Both sides taking an extended warm-up. Both sides just getting the last couple of touches in. We would expect by now R.R. Naveen, likely behind situ, but it is to be expected on a day like today. But you look at the so many subplots here, Barry. It's it's a game that, you know, you speak to people up and down the land and they're talking about this game. Obviously, John O'Mahony brings a bit of, you know, that sort of outstanding DNA culture, but the Mike Collins side as well has been well recognised. You look at the bookies odds, if you can gauge anything by those, they obviously will only be focusing on today, but as things stand when I looked during the week, they were the fourth overall to go all the way. They obviously, as you always repeat, only touched on today, but they are a side with so much power, and their running game, the way they opened up Mount Ballymyla in that second half in particular. Salt Hill will have a lot, you know, they struggle at times against Annadown. They have to, you know, tweak things, because that powerful running up through the middle is so hard to stop.
Yeah, they did. They struggled against Annadown, which could certainly point out games throughout the year that Mike Cullen have struggled and maybe not shown the form that we would have expected of them over the last couple of years. But, you know, we mentioned the preparation levels at Intercounty, but the preparation levels at club are just as high. Matchups would be important. And as, you know, we've mentioned John O'Mahony's meticulous preparation. And as I said, you know, the same for the Mike Cullen management. But they will all have looked at their matchups and the interesting ones. Of course, the standout one is what you saw Tinlock Nacara do with Sean Kelly. You know, he started at centre forward and John Daly in the county semi-final, but in reality he was all over the pitch and he played a very loose role. Montpellier Mila opted maybe to give a little bit more protection at the back and not track him fully. You know, do Sawtin Knock Nakara do the same? I would imagine they'll have someone pinpointed to track him and track him all day. Who knows? They could look at maybe putting someone like Cahill Sweeney on.
Yeah, that seems the obvious one, isn't it? Try and like for like almost.
Yeah,
there.
They certainly could put Cahill Sweeney on him, because they do know that to win today they have to negate the influence of Sean Kelly. We've already mentioned the battle between John Maher and Peter Cook. Peter Cook's had such a big influence on the McCullum team since he came back into the fold. John Maher, big physical, powerful athlete, good footballer. And of course then the man, you know, the mercurial talent that's Robert Finnerty. Once he's on the ball, he's looking to create. Do McCullum put maybe David Wynn on a man-marking job on him? You know, this is a brilliant, brilliant occasion for all of these footballers. They'll all want to perform to the best of their ability, and unfortunately for some it won't go that well, and this really going to be the deciding factor in that in the overall context of the game.
Matchups are fascinating. We touched on Sean Kelly there, and possibly one option, as you said, go like for like, we call Sweeney. But you compare them, the others, and you probably look at the copy that Montpellier Mylo did with Peter Cook, but Brilly Mannion pretty much in effect man-marked him for large periods of the game. You'd have probably imagined that's something John Maher and Cook will probably go eyeball to eyeball at the middle pitch there.
Possibly. Now, Donal Hunt had a huge impact on the game when he came in last weekend. He starts today. He's a big, tall guy. He's physical. He's a good athlete. They could possibly put him just tracking Peter Cook. But I do think, you know, you have to, as I think it was Tomás O'Shea that coined the phrase, hammer in the hammer. And I think they might feel that if John Maher can get into the game early, if he can bring that powerful run and that athleticism to the game, it might put Peter Cook, you know, having to think defensively rather than offensively, and it might put question marks in his head in relation to how often he can get forward. So as I said, that's the beauty of sport. I think we should be underway at the moment, but
no, yeah, just trying to get confirmation there. It was due to throw in a quarter.
We're still
a good bit behind. As we said, both sides looking through. They're going through an extended warm up. I see Neil Gertie gone in to speak to the officials there. There's Sean Armstrong has gone in across there as well, getting more indication. But we do certainly do have a delay. For what reason, we're not entirely sure of yet. But another one of those, I suppose, if you look at the matchups, and if you flip it the other way, look at Salt Hill's firepower up top. We just spoke about Robert Finnerty, 332 over the course of the campaign. Tom O'Callaghan comes back as well. So we now have a confirmation that it's going to be a 5-2 throw-in here in Pearce Stadium. So another 3 or 4
indication
minutes.
Indication of the crowd that is coming in.
Yeah, it certainly
is. The stand is almost full at this stage.
Of course, you bear
crowd.
In mind, not too many coming in that side. With Ballybit traffic as well, with the race meeting going on today as well. It's a busy day in Galway. You've got United later on as well. There's a lot of sport in the capital here today. But just a couple of minutes more delay. But we spoke about Robert Finnerty, 3:32. Tom O'Callaghan, 2:30. Tomo in particular, when the game was in the melting pot, both against Shum and last week here against Annadown, shot it out. But Mike Cullen, they do have some good man-markers there that they'll probably line up. Neil Mackay, Conor Corcoran, both akin to do man and jobs. You'd imagine it's probably one each for the pair of those.
Yeah, I would imagine so. When we spoke, you know, we mentioned players that Pádraig Joyce might be having a look at, and his for his thoughts on Galway 2023. Certainly young Corcoran will certainly come into the mix. He's a fabulous footballer. Like, he had a brilliant game here last week against Montpellier Moylan. He's just a consummate defender, one of these guys that, you know, looks like he absolutely loves defending, and that's they can be few and far between, guys that are comfortable in, you know, being one-on-one with one of the top forwards in the county and you know, holding his own and having no fear in that. So yeah, he when you go back and you mentioned Tomo, you know, he had a brilliant battle here in the semi-final last weekend against Owen Curran, who came back into the underdown team. And you know, Owen Curran maybe got the better of some of those 50-50 battles, but when you need someone, when someone kicks 4 points from play, he has a big, big influence on the game, and he'll be hoping to do the same today.
Okay, we're now going to pause for Aaron Naveen. That should be the end of the pre-match routines, blatantly out of the way. We are ready for the game of football. A game of football to decide where the Frank Fox Trophy will be going. Will it be going the short journey over the wall to our left-hand side, over to Salt Hill Loch na Cara for the first time in 10 years? And will McCullen bring it 8 miles out the road for their second title in 3 years? McCullen are certainly going through a vigorous warm-up there as well. If they put the same intent into Salt Hill Loch na Cara as they did on each other there in that one. Salt Hill Loch na Cara also just sprinting away here, both sides, the last of their routines, and we're almost ready to go in action. And Barry, this has the potential to go all the way.
Yeah, it certainly does. It has the potential, first and foremost, to be a really, really good game of football. You know, it's scattered with members of the Galway senior panel, as we've mentioned, but also majority of the footballers on both teams have represented Galway at some level, you know, throughout their career, be it minor, under 21 or senior. And you know, I for one really, really looking forward to it. I think it'll be an enthralling game. Again, we see Sean Kelly gone straight
into Paul Kelly out to midfield.
Paul Kelly to midfield, Sean Kelly to centre forward. Again, it's what McCullen would have, or it's what Salt Hill Loch na Cara and John O'Mahony would have been expecting. The battle now will be to see, can they negate his influence on the game?
So here we go, all the talking out of the way, all the pre-match build-up out of the way, we're ready for action. It's a started, a free after 5 seconds to Salt Hill Loch na Cara. It's gone in long in towards Tom O'Connan, bouncing ball, but he gets it, flicks it back the field. They're still coming on the attack, this is dangerous coming through straight away. The shot comes in, and the shot comes over the bar. It's a quick-fire score, wide, and it comes over the bar. White flag raised. Bit of a debate, hasn't gone up on the scoreboard there yet.
I think it was Evan Murphy that came in off his left. I think it might have been just to the left-hand side of the goal and wide, and he'll be disappointed with that one.
Yas Taylor is a no score, so that's ruled out. So still we go on forward. McCullen with the first attack, but intercepted. Salt Hill, can they do better than the first one a couple of moments ago? Another long ball. This one's a bit too high though. Conor Darvin is straight away on Tomo, but he's made a mess of it. Did he touch the ball on the ground? It's a free-in being awarded. That's wonderful work rate by Tomo Conlan there. He was outnumbered. He'd lost it, but he just wrestled it back and it's turned something out of absolute nothing there.
Great work rate by Tomo. I think Conor Corcoran lost the ball in flight, but certainly intent from Salt Hill Loch na Cara. Two balls to Rob Finnerty at centre forward, drove one long with his left foot, drove the second one long with his right foot. I think they feel that Tomo physically could have a bit of an advantage over the McCullen full back line, and they're looking to exploit it, and this should be the first score of the game.
His team captain Robert Finnerty strokes that ball over the bar. Minute and a half gone here at Pearse Stadium. That is the opening score. 1 point to no score, and it's Salt Hill Loch na Cara. The first couple of attacks playing against the breeze as well, and started ever so slightly the better. Kickouts did prove a little bit of obstacle, and it's interesting to see Andrew Power going really short with that one there.
Yeah, it's short, and I think he looked up and saw it's William Finnerty seems to be operating as a sweeper. Owen McFadden has picked up Desi Keneally. Not going to be an easy afternoon for him, but William Finnerty giving him plenty of protection. Sean Kelly gone back to pitch. It doesn't look like they've anyone, certainly don't have Kyle Sweeney marking him, but they're giving plenty of cover at the back, and Mike Cullen are looking to build from that short kickout.
They've met it just inside the Salt Hill half. Tom Clark switches it over the left-hand side, where they're going to come forward with the football more back towards Clark again. We've seen them. They're certainly able to hold on to possession of the ball for large periods. Edging their way forward. This is tidy play. Runs into traffic. Oh, that's a good run over there. Still coming through. It's going for a long punch. Is it made its way up all the way over the bar? It has. It's a wonderful piece of work. And it's the levelling score. And it's Owen Kelly has put it back. Or it might be Desi Keneally through the crowd there that puts it over the bar. It's level peg and 1 point apiece. Typical Mark Cullen score there.
Yeah, again, patient build-up, looking for that nice ball inside. And I think Desi, you know, he spotted the opportunity. I think Owen McFadden and William Finnerty possibly just got a little bit in each other's way in terms of defending, and a brilliant bit of thinking by Desi. But again, typical McCullen, they're leaving that space in front of the goal free to allow players shoot in and shoot out, and it's something that Saul Taylor are going to have to be wary of.
Kick out gone astray there, so gives the ball back in possession to McCullen, who they're coming forward. Kelly's intercepted there, his pass has been intercepted. William Finnerty drives on the diving ball, wins a free out, looking to get forward. Pretty lively, but good pressure. Might go backwards with this one, he does. And that's where it goes. They'll try and run up as well. Certainly not akin to a running game also. We've gone long in the opening stages here. We're tied at a point apiece. Still keeping possession. Possession is the nature of the game at the moment. Finnerty comes forward, up towards John Maher. Infield it goes to Donald Hunt. Now the Kerry man looking to get forward. Runs into the middle over here towards Evan Murphy. Under pressure from Peter Cook, so forced backwards. Back now for McFadden, over towards William Finnerty. Playing tidy, bit of pressure coming on all the same though from Mark Cullen, but they've done well and they got it over toward O'Flaherty now. He'll get it at the second occasion and is looking to solo forward on the halfway line, looks up, still going, spots a gap, puts on the burners, still going forward, shrugs on Gallagher out of the way. It bounces up here towards Finnerty, gets it back now. This is good hard running. Now O'Flaherty gets a shot, it almost hits into the back of the net! Out of absolute nothing, O'Flaherty came up from wing back. It was a long run. He was going for the point. I think it might have got caught up in the breeze. Andrew Power got caught back pedalling and into the top corner. It sails. 5 minutes gone here, and Salt Hill have got the dream start. 1-1 to a point. You need fortune to go your way in days like today, Barry. They certainly got it there.
Yeah, they got a fortunate goal against Annadown last week, and it proved really, really beneficial to them. That was one that Andrew Power would be really disappointed with. It. He seemed to get caught, his position just too far over to the left-hand side of the goal as we look at it. The wind brought the ball away from him. He could never get across. And Daniel Flaherty will be absolutely delighted. He certainly wasn't going for it, but they all count. If they win today, no one will ever question that.
On they go, now forward again. This is Sean Kelly trying to get an instant response. He's taking a shot at goal and he nails it. Good response. The leadership that you would always recognise from the sharpshooter gets a little bit of a hit on the way out there as well. But 2 points for Mark Cullen. 1-1 for Salt Hill Loch Nacara. We've played 5.5 minutes of action. It's been lively.
Yeah, it's been lively. It's been good quality to it and good pace to it. You know, the wind is a huge factor in the game, and there's no getting away from that. Rory Lavelle will feel that he has the quality to outroot the wind.
But it is
big. Yeah, it is a big, big wind, and the breaking ball is going to be hugely important.
It was well won from the breaking ball there by David Wynne, and now it goes back towards Peter Cook. They just pass it towards Jared Davernan, gives it out to Paul Kelly. Very lively in the semi-final. Now Paul, Peter Cook is coming forward here. Might have got a tug, is he? No. Play on is the call. Bit of a dive in there from Jared Armstrong. Will surely be a free in. It is. It's a free on the 21. I think Desi Keneally looks like he's making his way over to this one. So he will try and just reduce that small little gap that developed with that O'Flaherty goal.
They'll be happy with the response. Sean Kelly, great leadership, burst through the middle, kicked a great score. They just won a dirty ball there. Peter Cook looked like it was gone away from him. See, Rob Finnerty went back to pitch. He wasn't shy in letting his defenders know that sort of tackling and those sort of frees given away is not acceptable in a game of this importance. And, you know, I think, you know, as Desi Keneally should kick this one, I think Pori could be delighted that Rob Finnerty's captain of Salt Hill Loch Nacara this year. And he, you know,
Keneally makes no mistake.
Yeah, but it you know, brings a different aspect to Rob's game. We know what he can do in terms of his ability on the ball. You know, his leadership now is going to, you know, be really, really required in this, and that's all a positive for Galway.
So 3 points for Mike Cullen to 1-1 from Salt Hill Loch Nacara. It's another kick out. That's the second one, one over each side now at this rate. And Rory Lavelle has been so impressive over the course of the championship campaign so far. In fact, he's going to give a free for a bit of pushing before that. So Peter Cook will, in effect, take a 45 here. He's the wind at his back. You'd imagine the little chip wedge here. And he certainly has the quality.
Yeah, I'm not one to question a ref's decision, but it was a mentor that went to throw the ball back, and he probably threw it at a Sauk Hill player more than anything else, and he has now given a really scorable chance to Peter Cook. So if I was John O'Mahony, I'd be a little bit disappointed with that decision.
Cook now strikes. Oh, it's a glorious strike, like a golf swing, just pure and clean over the bar. We've levelled sides here for the second time. Brilliant response from Mark Holland since conceding that goal there.
Yeah, brilliant response, but you know, to be expected. They're brilliant players, but you know, Sauk Hill and Knocknacarra will be still happy enough. The one thing they are struggling on is kickouts, but that's to be expected. And you know, I think one of the messages that Jono and Finian and Sean will be getting out there is they've got to get bodies under the brakes, because it's going to be very difficult for Rory Lavelle. He's already put two.
Very tight there again.
That's three kickouts that have gone out over the line.
Just look at the press there as well, Barry. A lot of green shirts squeezed up on them.
Yeah, certainly a press, but that's no excuse to kick them out over the line. I think he's probably just going to say, look, we're going to have to get ball down the middle and maybe get the likes of Evan Murphy and these guys under balls, John Maher, and try and get on those brakes.
Takes a shot on the run. Has he got it in? He has. It was good run initially from Jared Davron onto the shoulder to the Antrim man. Nails it over the bar. And Mark Cullen back in the lead here. In fact, in the lead for the first time today after 9 minutes. 5 points to Sauk Hill. Knocknacarra is 1-1. And Rory Lavelle now, as he makes a trot over to the loose football. Another one has been booted in by the Mark Cullen management. He has to be careful of this one. This feels like just to go traditional and just, if nothing else, just horse out the middle here.
Yeah, great kick in there by Claregowes, Paddy Moran, when they were looking for the spare ball. Those purple boots are serving you well, Paddy. But I think Jono and these guys will be absolutely delighted that ball went a bit too far away. It just gives them a chance to get some messages on, you know, get settled again in terms of our kick out, because in terms of their kick out, because at the moment it is the one area that's really, it is really causing them problems.
He's been brave, he's gone out the wing again, but great catch there by Sean O'Lydon. Side needed that one, and they've taken it quickly. Sauk Hill haven't come forward in the last couple of moments, in fact haven't really come forward since that goal in the fifth minute from O'Flaherty. They'll be looking to get a response. Last couple of scores, this is good running down the middle. Now comes up here towards Mikey Clan. Nice ball in towards the brother. Gives it back now to Arvind Finnerty on the loop. Finnerty goes off the shoulder. It was almost a hand pass through. Tried to get Donald Hunt through, but he had deemed to have been picked the ball off the floor. I think that is Conor Corcoran that has been punished. There it is. So a free in. Maybe another lucky break. If that ball had made its way through to Donald Hunt, you could be thinking another goal. But they'll be happy to take the free. And Finnerty will be trying to just steady the ship here as well and level the sides again. This is central. It's pretty much the perfect angle inside the D. And he makes no mistake to get his second of the game. 1-2 for Sauk Hill Knocknacarra. 5 points for Mark Cullen. And this game, certainly not slowing down in terms of the scoring states, anyways.
No, it was a typical Robert Finnerty one. He looked like he was winding up for the score, but he slipped a lovely hand pass to Donal Hunt. But absolute huge credit to David Wynne. He timed the shoulder absolutely perfectly. He knocked the ball away from Donal Hunt, and he'd be disappointed that they conceded the free. But Sauk Hill Knocknacarra would be delighted to get things back on terms. And 11 minutes in, real good quality in the game so far.
Now Owen Kelly looking to get forward. Oh, a bit of a sloppy hand pass there. Our bounce on the surface went astray. They've managed to recycle. It's tight, but they've found numbers here. And there's a switch of play over this side. Tom Clark is coming forward now. He's screaming for possession. Sloppy hand pass, but he gets it the second occasion. Might have been fouled. No, play on is the call. Comes across now towards Paul Kelly. Just outside the 45. Looking for a hop and a skip. Might have taken a bit too many there and has been punished. Sauk Hill liked that one. And it's gone a little astray there. And it's been a free out now for Sauk Hill again. They're slowing down the football, and maybe they're trying to wind down the clock when they're playing against the wind. But they've gone short with this one now. McFadden back towards Lavelle. He'll get it back in the second opportunity. Solo and forward now. Sean Kelly still at times is staying around centre forward. He's putting the pressure on there. So allows the goalkeeper, Lavelle. And it's open up in front of him, and he's still going, but I think he'll have to get rid of this pretty lively. He's still ducking and diving in around the players. Gets to about halfway and then wisely gets rid of it. John Maher now switches out here towards Garage Armstrong. It looks like he's just going to drive down the sideline here in front of the stand. And that's where he goes. He's still going. Passes it infield to Robert Finnerty. It holds up, so he has to come across. He's trying to get on his left foot. Passes the ball out the field. They try and recycle. Tom McLean now on the 21. Edging inside the 14. Looking to come back on the right. Still waited. Hesitated at the moment. Thought he might strike there. The breeze is difficult. Slips on the surface. Has to scoop the ball away. More players slide. John Maher picks it up. He's under almighty pressure. Just pushes away. Paul Kelly has the ball. It's how he's on over the line, I don't know. Tom Clark will pick up the loose ball and they switch it over the left-hand side and quickly move him through the hands. And now they come forward here with Owen Kelly. Passes it off towards Peter Cook. Now starting to drive forward. It's a sloppy hand pass. It goes through a mess. Bodies collide, slip, a duck and dive, but it's been picked up there. It comes through. They switch it over this side now towards Jared Davernan. He goes back to country. It's Gallagher now looking to take on his man outside the 45, goes infield, gives it towards Paul Kelly, back towards Peter Cook, tried to go on the right hand side, spins around, takes a high shot. Has he got it? Yeah, I don't think he has. It's the first wide of the game for Mark Cullen. But this game, Barry, with 13 and a half minutes gone, it's bananas at times. It's so hectic. So many of those rook type situation, lads slipping and sliding. Come in for a bit of heavy treatment here on the pitch.
Yeah, but the pitch is holding up well. Underfoot is always going to be that little bit slippy, particularly this time of year. But you know, so far it's not hindering anything in terms of their the speed of the game. And I see a ref going in to have a word with Rob Finnerty and one of the Mike Cullen defenders. And I see Rob has a jersey that's very much worse for wear.
So he's Barry McHugh last week.
Yeah, he's getting plenty of treatment, but he's well able for it. He's a big, strong lad, and he's very good in those tight little situations. His feet are very good, and he's good at getting the ball away very quickly with his hands.
Salt Hill have done well. They won their own kick out. Good work rate for Mikey Collan there as well. He's winning a good few breaks. Evan Murphy gives a 1-2, and he's tearing down a goal. Passes it infield. It's a shot comes in. Oh, it's a poor effort though. Garage Armstrong. Three in his back. More recognisable, that shot. And a low number like that. It didn't make the best out of that opportunity. Into the goalkeeper's hands. Aidan Andrew Power even, but no mistake, was caught maybe slightly on his back foot earlier in the game. But well read that situation. Now Gallagher now putting on the burners. It takes a lot of steps. It's still going forward. It's made a lot of ground, but then hits traffic. It's been forced back towards Mulcahy. Now Peter Cook. Peter Cook now looking to drive one. Good work rate, maybe a bit aggressive. It is a bit too much aggressive there from Mikey Collan. And Peter Cook, from a situation a couple of yards closer to the one that he got earlier in the game, puts the ball on the floor again. Huge wind at his back. And I think we'll see a similar strike at goal here as he tries to put it his side back in the lead after 16 minutes of action here in Pearce Stadium. Cook strikes off the ground. This one's a bit low. Lavelle will catch it. He punches it away for some reason, but he has cover. Garage Armstrong reads it and pops it off quickly. More pressure there. McFadden switches the point of it. I was about to say attack, but out from the defence, switches it over from the fullback out towards the right wing, and that's where they're going with the football now. But it's a bit slow. Evan Murphy under a bit of pressure, gives it back in field. Donald Hunt is free in front of him, and he has pace. Hunt, he's looking to stride forward, just pops it back towards Mikey Collan, who's just sitting a little deeper in the last couple of moments here. It's a still level pegging here in the county final in the Pearce Stadium. Salt Hill with possession of the football, playing against the breeze down towards their own Bourne and Traw end. McFadden now will switch it back down to the centre where they come running again with the football. But it's slow, it's patient. Now a long ball comes in. It's going to ask a lot over there of Robert Finnerty, but he's done well. And he's running down there, yeah, almost down by the end line. He's pushed, he's been pulled and he's dragged. He's the scoop of the ball, and in the end it's been waved as a wide ball. No free being given. There as well, good defender. No, the referee didn't see the umpire's wave to signal it was white ball. McCullen will just come on the attack themselves, not waiting for the kick out. And Old Galler now, seen a lot of football so far, switches over here towards Tom Clark. Tom Clark now goes back to his midfield partner, Peter Cook, who's spent a lot of time on the right wing. Keane Dean starting to run forward. He's got a bit of space in front of him. If he wants to charge forward, he does. And then just passes around the shoulder. It'll make his way back now towards Tom Clark. Tom Clark has Conor Corcoran in the middle. Corcoran now is looking to drive forward, go down the left wing. They switch the point of the attack. It It's Kelly now coming with the football. Half thought about the shot. It's still going around the loop. David Wynn now off his left. This would be a wonderful score. It is a wonderful score. A glorious strike.
There's going to be questions there because the umpire did certainly flag a wide ball for that. So,
oh, it's clear as day. Like.
So Tinnock and Cara have every right to question that one. You know, I'm not sure if they wired up or have they a method of communicating, but certainly that shouldn't have been worked on the pitch. It should have been a restart from a goal, so I think Sawtill will certainly question that one. But I see O'McFadden, just for that one, it was O'McFadden that was operating as a sweeper. You know, Mike Cullen are very good at being patient, working it across the line of the 45 and getting shots off. So O'McFadden was sitting very deep. He could possibly push a little bit further and maybe push someone that's in front of him out into that area around the 45, because Mike Cullen are getting shots off, and again David Wynn looked like he is attacking.
He's getting one forward off. Again. It's very tight over there. It's Keneally. He'll strike it off the right. I think he's dragged it a bit. He has. Another wide for his side. They're second in total.
So they have a very deliberate setup up top. So they have, you know, it's Tomo now gone to the centre forward spot with Rob Finnerty and Brian Conlon inside. You know, they have Sean O'Leary working kind of out around the wing forward.
Line,
yeah, working out around the wing right half. The right half forward position, or the left half forward position, as they're attacking, and then you just have Evan Murphy and Mikey Culhan working down the pitch trying to get on ball and being very good at that as well.
Tight.
And Garrett Armstrong operating kind of a left half back position. So Sawtill and Carra well set up. You know, it's their homework done, but you know, McCullen are still one up.
Yeah, and McCullen have intercepted that. Now Paul Kelly looking to come forward. He almost has a couple of blockers in front of him, almost NFL style there as he went forward. But it's made its way over on the left-hand side now, where it's Gallagher now looking to come forward and take a shot. It's another high boom and effort. Has he got it? It's very high in the air. It's another wide. Almost got tucked away in the breeze there. It still remains. Mike Cullen lead by 6 points to 1-2. Just shy of 20 minutes of action here gone in the first half in Pearce Stadium. Game. It's interesting to note Lavelle, he's put, I think, three in total out over the sideline. He was very brave with that last one, put it out to maybe a foot in front of the line. They've switched out, Hunter's in front of the main stand here as well. Lavelle goes out the middle this time. Up it goes, it's the boom of a catch.
Michael Culhan, he's had a really good start to the game, and they'll be delighted to see himself and Evan Murphy really putting a stamp on it.
Tomo now with an early ball in towards Finnerty. Picks it on, chips it up now. He's bearing down in goal. Goes back on the right, goes back on the left. Punch the ball over the bar. Beautiful score. Route one. One long bomb out the pitch. Caught. Another ball in. A bit of a jinking. And we're level pegging here. And that's a typical Sawtill score.
Rob Finnerty gives you so much out around the middle of the pitch in terms of creativity. But he is, you know, and absolutely, as ref goes to have a word with Keane Dean, I'm not sure what happened, not what happened there. But in terms of Rob Finnerty, and it seems to be, you know, he's involved in the game a lot, but he has a real orthodox corner forward, and that his movement is economical. So within 10-15 metres he can lose a corner back. The corner back can pick him up and he can lose him again. You saw in that one he jinked to the right, looked like he was going to shoot, came back inside and punched it over the bar. He's really deceptive in terms of how quick he is over that 3-4-5 metre period.
Level for the fourth time here in the opening half. A yellow card been shown there towards Keane Dean, the McCullen corner back. Sawtill have won another free here in the middle of the pitch. Such a crowd of bodies out in the middle fighting for possession there.
See Gavin Duffy on the line for Sawtill, and you know the experience that he brings in terms of preparation, in terms of his experience in professional sport as well. Like you can't buy that. And you know, for John O and Finnean and Sean Armstrong and these guys and all of the, you know, Norman Costello, Des Sheeran, David Burke, all of the Sawtill Knocknacara team, like to have someone like Gavin Duffy, you know, knocking around your panel, showing those younger players, you know, working on the mental side of it and the performance side of it, you know, that can't be underestimated either.
Sawtill now went short from that kick out, hold of possession, very tight. John Maher now looks to try and run around, but he's under pressure. He does scoop the ball now, nice little kick pass down the line. Sean O'Leiden, he will in turn pop it over the right hand side, and another long ball in towards Finnerty. Finnerty now, he's been shattered by Mulcahy, but Finnerty's bearing down goal, gets back on his left, takes a shot at goal. And flies it over the bar. White flag raised. Sawtill and Nakara back in front here. Finnerty. He's certainly brought the scoring boots so far.
Yeah, we spoke about Tommy Devan, 7 points in county final 30 years ago. Certainly Rob Finnerty has made a good start to that. He's operating now inside. as I said, when he gets you one-on-one, he's going to try and get onto his left foot, but it's very, very difficult to stop him doing that.
Mackay has marked the calibre players as Clifford and Sigurdsson action over the course this year, but Finnerty so far is certainly doing the questions. Now, it's Micheál O'Reilly, the scorer of the opening goal last week in that victory, passes it up towards Gallagher now, bearing down a goal, gets his shot off under a lot of pressure. It's been punched away by Lavelle, picked up over there by O'Flaherty. Get away with that one.
One thing, Don Cannella and his McCullen manager to be a little bit disappointed. They're getting lots of bodies forward at the moment. Now it's 2-on-2 up top. You know, Rob Finnerty, you know, Neil Mulcahy, yeah, he was marking, but they didn't get an awful lot of bodies back in terms of trying to give him a little bit more possession where he could turn him out the pitch and turn him into traffic. He did turn him out the pitch. Fortunately, there was no other McCullen defender there, so he was able to turn back again and get a score off it. So something for Don Cannella and those to be wary of.
Bit of a toe back there from Mark Cullen, team captain, Desi Keneally. Saldil again goes short. William Finnerty, seen a lot of football so far. Passed it up the line now towards Owen Deeney, and he has a bit of room in front of him if he wants to get forward. Just hand passes it over towards the right-hand side. Interesting, it looks like Sean Kelly's gone back to playing a sweeper role in the last couple of moments, sitting in front of Finnerty. Finnerty with 4 points so far, 2 from play, 2 from freeze, and certainly the danger man. And that's the utmost compliment you can get when Sean Kelly has gone back out of an attacking position to sit in front of him. He's following everywhere at the moment. But Saltill now with O'Flaherty. Comes up towards O'Lydon. O'Lydon now is going across the right-hand side. Pumps another ball in towards Finnerty. He might get that the second occasion. He does. Popped off now towards Tomo. Tomo goes left. Tries to get on the left-hand foot. Good block, but it'll break over here. Picked up off the floor. They'll get it back towards Tomo. It'll come back now towards McFadden. And recycle now towards John Maher. He switches in the middle of the pitch. We're O'Flaherty. Now on turn to Evan Murphy. They've switched over towards Finnerty. He's gone over the right-hand side this time. Saltill now breaking down the right-hand side. Garwidge Armstrong has come forward again. Punches the ball backwards. Evan Murphy. Play the ball in turn straight away back. Comes towards Mikey Clan over on the 21-yard line in front of the terrace. In front of the Bourne throw-end. He's just running away from goal. Trying to get some options. Called Sweeney. We haven't seen a lot of football so far, but he's dangerous. Now he's going for his first run. He's surely been fouled there. A combination of words. Micheál O'Reilly and Peter Cook. Fouled Sweeney. Probably the first time he's really got an attack and run forward. He's been well tagged over there. Saltill goes short. Now this could be dangerous. Donald Hunt. Oh, he just can't get possession of the football. It's scrappy. It might be touched on the floor. No, it's a free out in the end.
Just lost it. Great ball. Good thing. I saw Rory Lavelle coming up the pitch. It was a long, it's a long way out into that breeze, even if it's only a 45. But again, you know, just in terms of from open play, you're right, Sean Kelly looks like he's set back a little bit to try and get a little bit more protection. But that has to now, the message has to filter out that you're going to rely on other players to try and step up. So the likes of the Evan Murphys and these guys, if Sean Kelly's gone that far back the pitch, then it gives them an opportunity to try and create something out there when Rob Finnerty's nearly tying up two lads inside.
Yeah, well, the brother Paul went on a good run up the middle of the pitch there. Passed the ball to Micheál O'Reilly, who's been fouled on the 45 over on the left-hand side in front of the terrace end. Peter Cook, he's scored one, dropped one short. This one first from that side, but again, significant breeze at his back. Shouldn't be a problem for the sharpshooter from midfield. Of course, Manny anticipate that hopefully he'll be wearing maroon the course of next year. Very much focused on this, trying to win the championship, and he's dragged it. He'll be disappointed with that. Out towards the left hand side and wide. It still remains Saltill Lochnacara 1-4, 6 points towards Mark Cullen. 26 and a half minutes gone here. He'll be disappointed that, because that's two, you'd say, for him, scorable frees.
Yeah, and he just didn't look like he connected well with them as the Mullavay Abbey team make their way down towards the tunnel to take the parade at half time. And you see the likes of Donald Kelly, Mick Ruan, these guys, Donald Kelly, GP, and Abby Nakmoy, great servant to go with football as well. And you know, they'll certainly enjoy their half time parade. But yeah, Peter Cook will be disappointed. Two scorable frees from his behalf, but just didn't catch them. And David Wynn now would have
that
disappointed
sums up
enough
the last couple
as well,
of minutes,
yeah.
Hasn't it, for Mark Cullen? Like, because they got in that purple patch after the goal. The next couple of scores that they got pretty quickly, they responded to that. But Saltill, John Amani at the moment will be the happier going into half-time. Of course, you think about it, last week against Annadown, they're probably desperate for half-time almost. It was Annadown in form, but a lot of football to be played, even the 3 minutes coming up to the first half break here. Saltill holding possession, tidy play there. They switch it over towards William Finnerty. Salthill, very noticeable, keeping it very wide, both half forwards, hugging the sidelines on both sides. Now John Maher coming forward. He's thinking about getting a shot. Now he's going to run past Tom Clark. He goes left, he goes right, looking for some options. Goes back towards Tomo. Rob Finnerty was put on the floor, but he's up again. So Tomo Conlan on the 45, still holds possession. Flicks it over towards William Finnerty. There's a lot of room in front of him if he wants to go forward. He's kind of timidly making his way forward. Makes it towards the 21. And then stops, goes back. It's just holding the possession, but the point of the attack has just been slowed back a little bit. Switch it centrally now, and they'll go over the left-hand side in front of the main stand here. Garage Armstrong. He has Carl Sweeney in front of him. But goes in field towards O'Leiden. O'Leiden now looks to switch it over on the left-hand side again. Just switches the point of attack. And they come forward. So slowly, slowly is the mantra so far, but they're edging the way forward. Now Tomo gets it. Will he swing? No, he'll wait. It goes back. High shot comes in here for Murphy. Has he squeezed it in? He hasn't. It's out for a wide. And referee is gone in again. Martin Fardy not happy. Now this time again, some more. It's Neil Mulcahy this time. I think it might have been at the start of that attack, Robert Finnerty. You just saw him end up on the floor, and a yellow card being shown there. And that's two out of the full-back line on yellow cards as well. That could be significant yet.
Well, it's not ideal considering that they're going to play against the wind. So you'd imagine, Sawtill will have the wind in the second half. So you would imagine that there'll be plenty of ball into that full forward line. Tomo's very good at drawing tackles, getting contact and spinning off. And he'll be hoping to get Neil Mulcahy or one of the players, in that situation and make the ref make a decision after that day.
Oh, Galler now looking to drive his side forward, pops it off towards David Wynn, gets it back towards Galler again. He's covered a lot of ground here with the football, makes it up just shy of the 45, but goes back now towards Tom Carlark, who seems to be at times just sitting a little deeper. Now he's going to run out towards the left hand side, just trying to create a bit of room, just looking at options here. They're slowly just hand passing the ball back and forth. Kelly now goes, thought about the shot, then goes back, hand passes it back. Peter Cook now is in the pocket, and that's where it goes. He looks to drive forward, switch it over this hand side, just chips it over. It's a stray ball though, out over the sideline. Passes the ball towards Don Connellan.
Disappointing. And you can, there's still long time to go. There's only a point in it, but certainly in terms of how things are looking at the moment, Don Connellan will be disappointed with this first half. If you look at Desi Keneally, I don't think he's received big hit. Don't think Desi Keneally has received any ball inside or good clean ball inside. And for a team that have so many really, really good shooters out the pitch, Peter Cook just to name one, David Wynn got a good one, Paul Kelly, Sean Kelly, they haven't really had many opportunities.
Brian Conlon running on a mulberry run here, fouled. That gives them a big lift, a chance of 2 points in it before half time. We're just past the half an hour mark, no indication yet what will be added, but imagine Tomo will try and strike this. This could be a big moment here as well. It'll certainly give John O'Mahony's side a big lift before half time.
I don't know if Rory Lavelle looking to have a strike at this either, but no, I think Tomo will be confident enough in his own ability. Now, I don't think he's had a significant shot at goal for Tomo, so this will be a good one for him, and he'll certainly have the confidence to get it. As you said, it'll put them 2 points up, but just back to that, Mike Cullen will be disappointed that with all the shooters they have out the pitch, they're still only 6 points playing a really, really strong win. It's not the best return they'll have ever got from it.
So here comes Tomo, just about 23 yards out on the left hand side, just to strike this off the hands. Here he goes. It looks good. It's over the bar. Listen to the Salthill roar. And there is the halftime whistle and a big, huge Salthill roar. Significant crowd in here as well. The majority of them on their feet. Their flags are raising as they go through. But they lead on a scoreline of 1-5 to 6 points at halftime. And John O'Mahony playing against the breeze, coming in at a 2-point advantage. I'd say if you asked him this morning, he'd grab your hand off for that.
Absolutely delighted with it. And they're a youthful, certain players inexperienced, but they'll be delighted. And even small things, when you look at someone remaining calm, what John O'Mahony brings to everything, again, County Board officials, obviously Mike Cullen were due to go in first. John O'Mahony was the one there just to calm down his Sawtill team, make sure that nothing untoward happened at half time. And even, when selectors meet, and I've been in this situation before, there could be lots of ideas thrown around at halftime. But when you have someone as experienced as Jono there, he'll calm everything down. We saw in the semi-final, he got his messages spot on at halftime. He'll be hoping to do the same. He'll be hoping to do the same in this halftime period. Don Connellan will be sent to his Mike Cullen team. We need to up it here, because at the moment they're second best in a lot of departments. They need to bring that running, strong physical running, good hand passing game to fruit, or you know, it could be a long second half for them.
I suppose quickly before we go to the halftime quick kickouts, there's been two for me key moments in the game. One, as you touched on there, McCullen haven't really been able to get that running game going extensively at large periods. And from the Salt Hill perspective, they've got their key men. You said if anybody needs to have a good game, it's Robert Finnerty and Tom O'Connor. They both have had good games. They're finding room, they're finding space. McCullen have had to tweak it a couple of times, but they're, I suppose, the two big things, one each side, that they'll try and change for the second half, depends what side of the coin you're on.
Yeah, exactly. You have to take this first half as a microcosm of the game as a whole. And in each county final, you nearly always have one player who stands up and takes the game by the scruff of the neck and goes on and has a huge performance. In this half so far in this game, that performance is Rob Finnerty. That's not to say it's going to be enough, but for this 30 minutes, he has been the one that you could stand out, that has stood out and said, I'm going to be the driving force behind Sawton and Knockmacara. The message that Don Canella will now be getting to his team is somebody from their team is going to have to do it, a Desi Keneally, a Sean Kelly, a Peter Cook, or someone maybe that's not as well known. But they have the potential in there, they have the management team to try and get that point in it, all to play for.
Yeah, nice scenes as well here, led out by a full match routine at halftime. Here is the 1992 Galway champions, Munavee Abbey. We touched on a little bit earlier on, they're getting their moment to shine. But here in this year's final, it's Salt Hill Knockmacara leading by 2 points at halftime on a scoreline of 1-5 to McCullen 6 points. We will leave you with some first half highlights and we'll be back very, very shortly for the second half.
Live match broadcasts in association with Supermax. The fresh 5-ounce beef burger from Supermax. Fresh, never frozen. 100% prime Irish beef and cooked to order every time.
You're very welcome back to Pearce Stadium. Wonderful scenes there at halftime. The victorious Munavee Abbey side from 1992. Some very recognisable games, names in Galway GAA there recognised. So beautiful to see. McCullen are out on the pitch first. Still waiting for John O'Mahony's Salt Hill Knockmacara. There'll be no rush. They lead by 2 points at halftime and a scoreline of 1-5 to 6 points. They do have the breeze at their backs as well. It seems to have maybe ever so slightly calmed down a little bit. It's still a huge factor. You look at the flags behind the goal there and the Boston throw in. They're still fairly blown, fairly solid in one direction. Flags all around the pitch. On the various lines up and down the park are certainly all pointed one direction, but it was a big half time there for Don Connellan and his side. They haven't really got going. There was a phase where maybe they kicked into life after the goal they conceded, but by and large they're nowhere near the side that we've seen over the course of the campaign so far.
No, certainly not. And you consider that they got those 3 points. Sean Kelly, I think, you know, Sean Kelly got the first, St. Peter Cook and was Sean Gallagher, maybe the three of those, their three, excuse me, I suppose their three top players really kicked on and brought them back into the game. But you consider they've only scored 6 points in total, it kind of sums up exactly where they've been in this half, and no player has really shown to a certain extent. And that's why, as I said, Don Canellan will certainly be putting the challenge to them. He'll be giving them, you know, as much help and as much guidance as he possibly can, but he will put the challenge to those players that now is the time that Mike Cullen and him and his management team need them, really, really need them to deliver. And as I said, on the flip side of that, John O'Mahony will be, you know, getting the message home that they've started well, but count for nothing. Only 30 minutes gone so far, they've been the better team. But at the end of the game, when the Frank Fox is being presented, no one is going to really worry about who is the best team at half time, and he'll be just wanting his players to keep going, keep going, as Norman Costello is there to encourage them as they're coming out. They're all energy. They have the momentum and they're going to try and bring that to the game. And just looking at the pitch, it's someone like Andrew Power who's in goal. It's going to be under big pressure, and I would imagine one of the messages Salt Hill will be having is that they're going to put a real, real squeeze on him every time that they possibly can, because excellent goalie, probably didn't go that well for the goal, be a little bit disappointed with that. But in terms of his kickouts, you know, he can be a little bit short at times and struggle with that. So Mike Cullen will certainly be thinking about that, and Salt Hill Knockmacara will be certainly putting a squeezing on it.
One change then at half time. Keane Dean, number two for Mark Cullen, has been replaced by number seven, Aidan Claffey. And I suppose Keane Dean on a yellow card as well, probably a factor on that as well.
Yeah, certainly, and you know, particularly when you have two in the full back line. But interesting, you know, body language is a lot in these games. And even looking at the Sawtill backs, William Finnerty was on the ground with, I think it was Owen Gallagher, Daniel O'Flaherty and Sean Kelly, certainly having a right tussle and getting to know each other. So Sawtill, they're giving all the signs that they're right up for this and are going to really push on in this second half.
Now, they won the first possession so far. A foul there as well, more pulling and dragging. Peter Cook testing out the fabric on Dolan Hunt's jersey, still won't let go. I'd say, do they call it in the fashion states, it's gone from a round neck to a V neck there. There's a good couple of inches gone missing there.
It's handbags to a certain extent. I'm not sure we still allowed to use that terminology, but it is, there's not a lot in that. I'm not sure that deserves two yellows. Like, it's a county final, you know, something that probably one of the biggest days in their careers, and like, I don't think there's any need for
it looks
for a
like,
yellow card.
It looks like
that.
It will be two yellows though. It is. Both midfielders, Donald Hunt from Saldane Lough Cacara and Peter Cook from Mark Cullen.
I just think what that does for a ref is it makes it difficult in terms of if you have to make a decision on one of those players later on in the game, that he's given a yellow that maybe there was no need to give.
A bomb of a ball in. It's been half to one, but Mikey Collan wasn't wasting any time then up towards Tomo. Half won it initially, but I think it's picked up there by Sean Kelly, who looks like he's got a bang in the face from that collision there also. Certainly holding the nose area as the medics come out. See Tuller out giving some running repairs. Encouraged to play on. And Corcoran restarts quickly. They come out here and try and work it down this side. Still going forward with the football. Galler gets downed over there. Ran into Finnerty, both. It was actually Finnerty that ended up on the floor more so. Two big men colliding. Kelly is up, thankfully looks okay. Goes short with the free. Big roar to get it in, but Desi Keneally, he's almost has a diamond in front of him there of Saldane Lough Nacara players. More coming back to give more assistance. So Kelly is going to have to run this. Run they do. Corcoran's got forward. Comes back now towards Cook. Quickly through the hands. They come in for long towards Gallagher. Still going. Gallagher now switches it over two players towards Clark. Gets it back again. Cuts back on the right but doesn't shoot. Almost ducks out of his own man. Big high boom and ball over towards the right hand side. Moved quickly on there. O'Reilly now looking to go pretty much for a run for the first time, and he's making good ground. He's still going. Runs into traffic. Might have taken a lot of steps, but gets it back. They recycle it cleverly. Saltill, just by force and numbers, if anything else, have just pushed out Mark Cullen out towards outside the 45. But Galler again gives it towards Clark. Clark now back towards Kelly, looking to drive through. Good pressure, but he's still going forward now. Pops it over the shoulder. Mulcahy is coming through. He's been downed on the floor. Bodies everywhere. It'll be a free in. They'll have to work hard for that. But they've got a free now, a very scoreable free. Sean Kelly looked like he was going to try and blast it there. But I think it'd be more sensible just to put it on the floor and let Keneally, from the 21, it's called Sweeney, looks like he was injured in that move. Just a row of dominoes there, if nothing else, Barry, there as players not given an inch.
Yeah, good run by Neil Mulcahy, you know, and Sean Kelly. I think that was a little pop pass over the top, and that's what Mike Cullen are going to have to do, because in reality, with that wind, even though it has died down a little bit from our vantage point, it still is very, very strong out there. They're probably not going to get an awful lot of shots off and from the right position out around the 45, so they're going to have to be patient and try and work as many scoreable chances and scoreable frees as they can. They've certainly started well.
Yeah, trying to get the first score at the second half. Keneally, he was a little low, a couple of oohs and gasps off the crowd there, but has gone over the crossbar. It's Mark Cullen's seventh of the game, so 7 points to Solon. Saldane Lough Nacara is 1-5. 4 minutes gone in the second half. Now Lavelle, he was under pressure for a couple of kickouts, early doors. Again, significant pressure on him, but he just chips it out. Very confident. And it makes its way now towards Garage Armstrong. They just play, keep ball in front of their full back line. Kick pass up towards John Maher, under pressure from Keneally, but still coming forward. gives it back towards McFadden. McFadden now over towards Dealey. Dealey now to the goal scorer of Flaherty. Just really, really taking the pace out of the attack at the moment here. Hold on to possession. Just outside the D. McFadden now is going to solo forward. Just passes it up the lines. They've edged up, just up to their own 45. Now Murphy goes a bit longer. It's putting pressure on McFadden, but he does well. He pops it off quickly. And now they're running forward here. And here comes O'Flaherty again. Pops it off the shoulder towards Finnerty. He's going for an early one. It's high. Has he got it? No, he hasn't. First wide of the second half. For Sultan Leclerc gets downed on the floor off the ball as well. Referee, he gave out two yellow cards early in the second half for absolutely nothing. That was a lot more cynical there. But it looks like he's going to wave this one away.
Plenty of physicality in the game. Everyone, they seem to be, they're not shy in letting someone know if they've had a poor effort or a poor shot at goal. But again, I have to say Daniel Flaherty has been really impressive in this half, in this game so far. He's breaking the line, he's positive and he's attacking. And listen, it's a big turnover for
listen to that roar. Just listen to that roar. And handbags left, right and centre. Owen Gallagher now has got another good grip of Owen Dealey's shirt. McCullough, they're out to try and put down a marker here in the second half. It's a free in for Salthill Lochlacara. That's Tomo. We go 40 yards out. Left or central. Breeze on his back. Got his first score from a free just before half time. Trying to extend his side's lead. 6.5 minutes gone in the second half. He strikes it off the hands. He's dragged it though. It's another wide. Two in a row. They can't afford too many more of those.
Yeah, no, that's a disappointing one from Tomo. You know, big wind with them, and you know he won't need anyone telling him that's a disappointing one. But again, they go short, so Till be looking to put a squeeze on, but Mike Cullen do very, very well.
Yeah, Owen Kelly won the first ball. Now Sean Kelly is coming driving forward, and there's a wave of green shirts coming forward here. It's Paul Kelly now, still going with the football. He's going the long way around under pressure over there from Armstrong. But he's made it all the way towards the 14. Now Tom Clark on the 21. Didn't shoot. Back towards David Wynn. Pops it out now towards Peter Cook. But they're being forced away from goal. Wynn again. He's going to pass it back towards Cook. It's further away from goal. They're going all this time. Trying to recycle. Corker now. Punches it over here towards Michael Mahon. Trying to go down the left-hand side. He's O'Reilly in front of him. But he slips as he turns backwards. Corker will get it back now infield. It goes. Now Gallagher looking to drive his side forward. He's running straight across the pitch. Goes across towards the far terrace, but they are making ground. Now Paul Kelly is still going. He's running forward. Makes it towards inside the 21. Gives it back towards Gallagher. Kelly will go, give the give and go. And he's still going. Takes a tackle. Advantage hand up. And they will take the free. I'd say it'll just be between the 14 and the 21. Over on the right hand side. And they have an opportunity now to level the sides. Desi Keneally has gone over to take it. It's over on his wrong side, but he is quite a sharp shooter. The McCullen captain. He was trying to get. He's got, already got the opening score of the second half. Can he add a second and can he tie the sides up? Makes no mistake. We're level for the fifth time here. 8 points for McCullen. 1-5 for Salthill Lochlacara, who are yet to get off in the mark in the second half. McCullen haven't really done anything outrageous, but they'd be happy just to get rid of that and level things up.
Yeah, again, looking at it, we're lucky to have the replay here in front of us, and Gareth Armstrong be disappointed enough. That didn't look like there was a huge amount in it. It was kind of a chest on. He came strong with a body shot on Paul Kelly, and I think be disappointed that was a free. And overall, I think John O'Mahony, probably one of the messages was, we've got to keep the free count down, because McCullen won't get an awful lot more scores. Far from freeze from scores out from distance, you know, they'll have to, they're getting plenty of bodies back. They're cutting out that supply line to Desi Keneally, so the new Mike Cullen will be relying on long range freeze, which are long range scores, which are going to be very difficult, are freeze, and they've got two freeze now to bring them back level.
Yeah, interesting there. Michael Mahon was the one that was on top of Finnerty. He won the breaking ball. He charged forward with the ball. Now it's O'Reilly now coming forward into traffic. Ends up on the floor. Surely he's taking a lot of steps. Still going. Surrounded by a sea of jerseys. It'll break now. Sean Kelly will just about keep it in play. I think he's lost it though. And out for a wide ball. It's interesting to see Finnerty, he's not getting the same space as you would expect.
But he actually is getting the same space, but Sutton Lochinvar just not getting as good a ball into him. It seems to be, you know, a little bit rushed when they're looking to kick it, but maybe they have missed the opportunity earlier on in the play.
Sean Kelly, the latest to be called over here by Martin Flaherty. It's just a lecture. So Lavelle will just chip out this goal kick. Both keepers going short at times.
Sean Kelly looks like he does have a strange gait at times when he runs, but he does look like he's limping a little bit, and that'll be a worry to McCullum, because we saw he did go off in the county semi-final right at the end with what looked like a fairly nasty enough ankle injury, so they'll be slightly concerned about that.
Salthill again, just trying to take the pace out of the game. It's interesting to note, McCullum has certainly retrieved a good bit deeper, playing against the elements, so this has allowed Salthill just to play a bit of keep ball. That's a nice ball down over the line though. O'Lydon will get it. Another quick pass into towards the corner. It's Conlon who picks it, but he slips. He just gets it back, but he's deemed to have touched it on the floor. Right decision. Pitch is still holding up remarkably well given the amount of game time and the elements that we've had over the last couple of weeks, but it is, players are struggling with it at times there. But Corker now looking to come forward. He's still running. He bounces it, not the most cleverest decision. But he gets it away towards Tom Clark. Tom Clark now off towards Kelly again. Looking to drive his side forward. And they do make the way forward. It's David Wynn coming forward, puts down the shoulder. Pass it off now towards Peter Cook, but well wrapped up over there. That's good tackling from John Maher. But Cook is still going. Back towards Kelly again. There's options this side. Kelly, Paul is still running with the football. O'Reilly's in front of him. That's where it goes. O'Reilly now bounces it. Just about comes back up to him. Great challenge. Comes in over there for Mikey Collan. And now Salthill, can they get forward? Donald Hunt, under a lot of pressure, has to scoop the ball back off. And here comes Carl Sweeney. We haven't seen him a lot so far, but he's put on the burners here. O'Reilly desperately trying to stall him. His player's dumped down to the floor. Makes away with Tomo. Tomo, poor hand pass. It might just about work out. It does. Tomo gets it back again. Goes back towards Finnerty, inside the 45. Dummy solo, but just about almost loses it. He still ran back to country, goes. Mike Cullen, they are certainly gone a lot more aggressive. The time Salthill go forward, you see blue shirts on the surface. Pressure's coming on, Grillin tackling over there. Salthill just about get away with it. Goes back now towards Mikey Collan on the halfway line. Gives it back towards William Finnerty. He's going for a little bit of a trot. But back it goes to Collan again. Play keep ball just inside the halfway line. Evan Murphy now, looking for a big switch. No, takes a dummy solo and runs up the middle of the pitch. Looking to punt the ball down the line, that's where it goes. Finnerty just can't get hold of it. It's Murphy, in fact, been scooped up, and Sean Kelly playing sweeper, picks up the breaking ball, passes it quickly over there, and they're looking to come forward themselves. Gives a 1-2, Paul. Kelly is coming forward, still going, passing halfway. Not a lot of contact on him, so he's able to edge the way forward. Tom Clark now has it. Walking pace. But playing keep ball, Galler now looks at Jinkin dive, but pressure comes on. John Maher gets the squeeze on, but they break it over on the right hand side. There's a bit of room here if they want to come forward. Of course, sides are level. 13 minutes gone in the second half here. And it's Galler putting on the burners, cuts back on the left hand side, goes in midfield and then passes strange enough ball, but it makes his way towards Sean Kelly inside the Salthill 45, looking to edge his way forward. Big punch pass up towards Micheál O'Reilly. Now he's a lot of room, he's running back. Paul Kelly now is making his way in from the end line. Goes back on the right. No, dummy solo. Back towards Keneally. Keneally now puts on a bit of pace. But has been forced back the country towards Peter Cook. Just inside the 45. They'll have to switch it centrally. That's where it goes. Tom Clark now punches it towards a David Wynn. He hand passes it down the line. And now they come again. Owen Kelly, Peter Cook. Just inside the 45. Salthill totally retrieved. Everyone except one inside their own 45. Owen Kelly now, just inside that wall of Salthill shirts, passes it towards Owen Galler. That distinctive dummy back and forth, but he's edged his way forward. It's a hand pass through lines. It was dangerous, but it worked out okay. Now back towards Cook. Cook now looking, is he going to eye on a shot and goal? He's running the long way around. Pressure comes on. He's on the floor. Didn't see a lot in that, but Mikey Collan has been punished there for the bit of contact on Cook as he came forward. Substitutions, two in fact, taking place here for Salthill. Number 11, Evan Nolan, is being introduced. And it is number 22, Charlie Power, also being introduced. players to make way are Brian Conlon, and it looks like Donal Hunt, who was yellow card at the start of the second half, the players to make way. So that's Nolan and Power in for Hunt and Conlon, as John O'Mahony side, who are yet to score in the second half. They've watched Mike Cullen reduce the rears to level it. Now Dizzy Keneally from this free has the opportunity to put his side back in the lead. It's a bit further out than the one he got a couple of minutes ago, but he strikes it good. He's dragged it though. The bad miss for a player of his caliber. We saw Tomo early, and it seems like a lifetime ago, in the start of the second half, miss a scoreable free. That's very scoreable for Keneally, and the sides remain level pegging, 1-5 to 8 points.
Yeah, it's certainly not a classic in terms of scoring, and you know, the wind is playing a huge factor in this, but Don Kennell will be delighted. I think Desi, maybe that was one that, again, with that, it just shows the strength of the breeze. He looked like he had to force it fairly heavy even just to try and get the distance, and because of that it tailed off. But you know, Don Kennell will be delighted in terms of, you know, they're back now level. It's a huge fight for them, but they're giving themselves every chance, and you have to give huge credit. We spoke about who was going to be the one to try and grab this game by the scruff of the neck. To me, already Sean Kelly is having such a big influence on this game. He's operating everywhere. He's back in the edge of the D in terms of protecting his full back line. He's standing on the 45 at times, protecting his half back line, and he's the one that's constantly showing for ball and carrying ball out of the Mike Cullen defence. And you know, he's just such a big leader in this Mike Cullen team, and they'll be delighted to see him start this way in the second half. Or 16 minutes in now, Saltil could really do with a score.
Saltil won a free here just inside the 45, a bit too aggressive from substitute Claffey in on the advance in O'Flaherty. Rob Finity has come out. He's just the far side of the 45. Strikes it with the left. This might drop short. Power will catch it in his hands. And just tears away from his goal. Gets a scrappy enough hand pass away. Put a lot of pressure on Saltil to force the turnover. It's quickly through the hands. It's scrappy. O'Leighton now takes a shot. Has he got it? It would be a massive score. It is a massive score. They've just forced a score out of nothing in the end. They've come back in front. The first score of the second half. It's taken almost 17 minutes. But they're back in front, 1-6 to Saltil Lochinvar, 8 points to Mike Cullen. As Mike Cullen introduced Neil Walsh, the scorer of that third goal in that victory over Mount Bellew, Mai Law, and he replaces 19, Jared Davern, with a big score, dropped short, but a scrappy hand pass, and just they gobbled up the breaking ball then.
Yeah, huge score. Evan Murphy did well to flick it back out to Sean O'Leary. He showed great confidence, kicked it over the bar. But again, you know, if you're looking at it from a McCullen point of view and a McCullen management point of view, they're the ones that kill you. Those we do really, really well to win it. You know, not a great free by Rob Finnerty, a little bit too far away, and then just a sloppy hand pass, and it gives the score back to Saltil Lochinvar and gives them that little bit of a start that they were looking for in terms of scores. They're now 17 minutes into the second half, and that was their first, so they really needed it.
Yeah, scores are quite hard fought in the second half, only 3 in total combined between both sides. McCullen trying to get another one of their own. They're coming forward, moving the ball through the lines quickly. This is better play, a more increased tempo, but they make good defending there. They're forced back out. Good turnover there, Jamar. Oh, that's a harsh call. I was sure he got the football there. See it back. The only opinion that matters is Martin Flaherty. But it seems like a fairly harsh call there. Not a lot in that for me, I have to say.
Not a lot in that. It's a contact sport. It's a game that we like the physicality. We
That's
don't like
two in a row that you'd say from a similar sort of spot now.
Yeah, and like, you know, if Martin Flaherty was here, I'm sure he'd have a very good reason for awarding those frees. But from a supporter's point of view, and we're looking at it, we do like that physical contact. We don't like it going over the top. That certainly wasn't over the top. And, you know, players are putting their bodies on the line, and he probably needs to allow a little bit for that.
Keneally now strikes it with the right. Again, makes no mistake this time. Levels things up again. Sixth time, sides a level. 9 points for Mike Cullen. 1-6 to Saltil Lochinvar. Keneally with all of Mike Cullen's scores in the second half. So he's almost single-handedly kept his side in the game. Saltil go short, but now they're running it, and they've come past the first press. John Maher again, the player with a fine campaign. Finnerty dropped a little deeper, plays the ball in the line quickly off the shoulders, and this is opening up. Shot comes in over here. Has it got it? It has got it. It's a wonderful score, an instant impact, and Saltil with a perfect response. And it's Evan Murphy, of course, such a talented player at underage, has added another score, 1-7 for Salthill Lochnacara, 9 points for Mike Cullen. Just shy of 20 minutes gone in the second half. Quick response. You know, you can hang your head over decisions that go against you, but that's the way to answer it.
They did really well. John Maher did really well to break a tackle, slipped a lovely ball to Rob, kicked a great ball inside, and Evan Murphy off the shoulder. Lovely score. You know, they'll be hoping that he can get on a few more like that, because he has the ability to kick from distance.
Yeah, they certainly have had, probably by their standards, not the best start to the second half, but with 10 minutes to go here in Pierce Stadium, they're right in at Peter Cook now. This is dangerous. Neil Walsh, the cameraman, coming through. Good block. Did it go out for a 45? It is going out for a 45. What tackling. They all just dived on it, because it looked like that was goal written all over it. Comes on through. It's Donal O'Flaherty, the scorer of the goal in the open half. He comes on the blind side out of absolute nowhere, dies bravely at the feet of the Cavan man and puts it out for 45. But if Salthill Lochnacara are to go on and bring Frank Fox home, that is a huge moment.
Brilliant. And as I said, Daniel O'Flaherty is having a really good game. And I must say, Peter Cook is bringing a big fight to the game as well, and he's trying to influence it as much as he can. He's driving forward as much as he can. He's winning frees, and he's having a huge game.
Interesting enough, they decided not to take the shot. Almost got themselves in trouble there, but got the decision from the linesman, Mike Cullen, and they are going forward again here. Paul Kelly up towards Shaw now, looking to drive forward, but again, so much pressure on. He's edging his way forward just outside the D. Gives a back pass to David Wynn. David Wynn now has Clark in front of him, but he's going across the long way. He's still edging away on throw. Galler now strikes it off the right. Over the bar it goes. We're level again. 10 points, Mike Cullen. Salthill Lochnacara, 1-7. Another substitute taking place here. Matthew Thompson has been introduced for Salthill. He's replacing Shawnee O'Loyden. He's had a fine game as well, but a case getting fresh legs on here is probably the key.
Yeah, they have a big panel that they use them, and they have used them so far in their group games, in quarter-final, semi-final, and now in the final. But a great score by Owen Gallagher. But concerns, I see James O'Toole, even with his magic spray, looking at Owen Gallagher's knee, who we know he's had problems with it over the course of the summer and into this campaign.
So they'll be hoping that foot a bit there, isn't he?
Yeah, they'll be hoping that he's okay, but seems to be able to run it off.
8 minutes to go, and we're level pegging. 7 times the sides have been level. Where's the next twist and turn coming to go? Where are we going to go towards extra time to try and get a winner here today in a Pierce Stadium? Salthill now, their opportunity to come forward. Gallar there with his second of the game. He's leveled the sides. Salthill now, they found room here. William Finnerty has a pocket of space, and he's running forward. Back towards Finnerty, just on the 45. The distinctive hop and skip. Scoops the ball with a hand pass up towards Tomo. Have options inside, but Thomas is going to run this one. Comes back a goal. The shot comes in from Thompson. He's only introduced, and he's just nailed a bomb from out the country in front of the stand. It's coming on through. It's Evan Nolan, in fact. He came on through. A bomb of a score. Said they needed a response. You can't get much better than that.
No, and again, I know it sounds like I'm talking about him a lot, but again, it's back to Rob Finnerty. He drew them in. Good hand pass over to Evan Nolan, but you know, for a guy that I'm sure was really disappointed not to start, that's what you want. Come in, make an impact. Got the opportunity, pulled the trigger, never looked in doubt.
So Salthill back in front by one, and they've won the kick out, and they're on the attack again. High ball in, almost the mark caught by Tomo. It's coming back now. Nolan against tight two. Can he repeat history? He has. Two massive scores from the substitute there. Said he's disappointed not to be starting. That's certainly way. Two quick-fire scores in the county final. And it's just turned the momentum slightly back in the favour of Salthill Lochnacara. 1-9 they now have on the scoreboard. 10 points for Mark Cullen. That's a big couple of moments in the game.
Yeah, huge. And you have to give Tomo Culhane, who gives a lovely little hand pass to Evan Nolan. And that's something Tomo has brought into his game. He's laying ball off, maybe not as anxious, trying to get the shots off himself, bringing more players into the game. And that's a good sign for himself going forward.
2 points, the advantage now for Salthill Lochnacara. 24 minutes gone in the second half here. It's Mark Cullen on the attack again. David Wynn now, off towards Peter Cook. He's really put on the burners here, but he almost leaves the ball behind. He gets it back at the second occasion. David Wynn now coming forward. Still going forward. Makes the 21, pops it off the shoulder. Keneally, Keneally has space. Keneally has a shot. Will it curl in? No, it won't. It's another wide. It's cheered as good as a score from the Salthill faithful here.
And all the while, John O'Mahony, arms folded, just pacing up and down the line, calm as he
could
be.
Not a bother in the world.
And that's what I think it's Alan Mulholland, is chairman of Salthill Lochnacara, and you know, when he went and looked for a senior football manager, and John O'Mahony was available. That's exactly what they want. Still a long way to go, but you know they're in good position. Two up. Five and a half minutes to go, plus a bit of injury time.
Been a lot of stop starts, so three or four minutes easily handy.
But certainly momentum is with them at the moment.
Finishing now on the halfway line. Pops a hand pass towards Tomo. The two of them being so clever. Mikey Conlan, another player that's been ever so good, as is the player on the ball now of Flaherty. Gives it back now to Mikey Conlan. Half thought about the shot, but robbed brilliantly from Neil Walsh. Brilliant little play. O'Reilly now, but he doesn't have a lot of options. Gives it back now towards Kelly, up towards, slowly you have to be said, up towards Clark. On they go again. It's Sean Kelly coming forward. Gallagher, halfway line now, but pressure, a wall of blue shirts in front of him. Making ground though, up towards Paul Kelly. Paul Kelly now just inside the Salt Hill half. Neil Mulcahy come forward, gives it back towards Paul Kelly. Salt Hill have pressure on. Gallagher now goes through the lines cleverly. Takes a lot of steps. Still on he goes with the football. Still going. Might take a shot and goal here. No, cuts in field almost now. Takes it from a difficult position. Hangs up in the air. Lavelle is going to come out for this. This is dangerous. It's flicked on. It's into the net. It's a goal. It's a goal. It's no. It is a goal. The green flag goes up. I think it was Peter Cook that got his fist on it. It hung up in the air. It is Peter Cook.
Brilliant, brilliant goal. And we mentioned as
now there's just right on here. It's Mike Cullen, all that matters. They're back in front, 1-10 to Salt Hill and Akakara's 1-9. But there's just a scrum of players. Jersey's been ripped, pulling and dragging left, right and centre. That's a big moment. That ball from Gallagher, he missed, hit the shot. It hung up in the air. Lavelle couldn't get near it, but Cook did and almost palmed it into the empty net. 3 minutes
to go. Brilliant goal by Peter Cook, and we mentioned a few minutes earlier, like, attitude in these games is everything, and when you need someone to dig deep, I said it earlier, he is digging deep. He chased and chased and chased. He timed his jump perfectly, got up over Rory Lavelle. He'll be disappointed that ball didn't go out the way, but a brilliant goal from Mike Cullen, one they really, really needed. Peter Cook will be delighted, and he's having a huge, huge influence in this game.
That certainly is a huge, huge moment. And where Frank Fox will end up this year, it puts Mark Cullen in the lead by a point. It's going to be a good bit of, admin duties being flashed here. Looks like Neil Walsh is one of those players. Robert Finnerty out in there, that discussion, as is Sean Kelly. Just yellow cards being flashed everywhere. Robert Finnerty is the latest to be introduced. Owen and Sean Kelly both yellow carded.
Yeah, Owen Kelly picking up Rob Finnerty, trying to do a man marking job on him, and it's very difficult because every time Saw Taylor on the ball, they're looking to give it to him. So they're just trying to make sure that he's under enough pressure, that he's been forced out the pitch, that he can't get shots off, but he still is having a big impact on the game.
Now what have Salt Hill up their sleeves? 2.5 minutes to go here, plus whatever we get added on. They trail by a point after being in front for so, so long. Mike Cullen, understandably, everyone pretty much behind the ball now. Salt Hill now will have to break down this green wall. Bit of pressure come on Dealey there. He's into the floor. He's just about get the benefit of the doubt. Takes the free quickly. Switches over towards the left-hand side. And they look to come forward. They need to get a score. But there is time on their shoulders. Tomo now, a little bit deeper. Back towards O'Flaherty. Back towards Tomo Cullen. He's very deep though, almost playing a quarterback role here at the moment. Evan Murphy now switches it over towards William Finnerty in front of the stand here. There is men inside, but they're holding on to the football at the moment. Back now comes with Evan Nolan. Got two big scores. We thought that was going to be the final say, but it's not yet. They'll need at least one more. Holding on to possession. Still coming forward. Referee has given a free here. Tom O'Connan, I think nearly the shirt pulled off from there. We'll have made an introduction, another substitute here. Paddy Kate is being introduced. He will replace number 10, Mikey Conlan, for the last couple of moments. 1 minute plus additional time. Referees are gone in there. The officials to decide how much will be added. This is a key moment. What's got flashed up in the board. It's a free all the way out the country here. Tom O'Connor has possession, but he won't be able to shoot from here, you would imagine. In fact, goes short to his goalkeeper, who's pushed up, gives it back towards Tomo. Out quickly, out at this side, towards Matthew Thompson. Thompson now gives it back towards Tomo Conan. Punches it down the line towards William Finnerty. Now, he's just outside the 45, Mike Cullen. Back it comes towards Evan Murphy. He's driving forward. Tom Clark might have fouled him. Ends up on the floor, but gets it off quickly towards John Maher. So tight over there, over the head of O'Flaherty, but it's been picked up by McFadden. McFadden now just about gets the pass away. The pop's come through. Now called Sweeney. Will he get the ball? He won't. He's intercepted over there. A big interception. I think it's Neil Mulcahy through the crowd. 2 minutes to be added here. We're about to start that, and it will start with Mike Cullen. Mike Cullen in possession of the football. They've won the turnover here. 2 minutes to go. Mike Cullen lead by a point. They just need to hold on to the football here. Saltill need to try and win this back here.
Mulcahy now. Saltill need to push now. They've two guys sitting as sweepers. In reality, no Mike Cullen forward inside the full forward line.
They force a turnover. Oh, the referee's given a decision against them. Galler, he can be lucky with that one. He ran into traffic.
It does give them an opportunity to push though, Jonathan. You know, they can't now sit. I see is it Daniel O'Flaherty sitting back kind of as a sweeper. That means there has to be a Mike Cullen player free. They can't have Mike Cullen players free at this opportunity because they need to get the ball back.
Taking it quickly. Conor Corcoran coming forward with the football. Pressure has to come on for the moment. Mike Cullen, they know if they hold on to possession of the football, they will be bringing Frank Fox back for the second time in 3 years. Tom Clark now, we played a minute of the two. Saltale need to force a turnover. Tom Clark now pops it over towards Corcoran. He's encouraged to go backwards. Still not a lot of pressure comes on. Galler now gets it and goes for a run. Into traffic, loses the football. It's picked up by Saltale. Now here we go. And they come forward. It's a straight hand pass. Oh, it's a monster of a hit comes in. It's high. It was central. Comes forward. It was a crunch of a hit.
It was a crunch and tackle, but they had an advantage. They had an overlap. I think Martin Flaherty panicked a little bit.
He did.
There was no need for it. They were gone with the ball.
Tom Clark, it was. Into Matthew Thompson. Would have been preferred, as you said. It's a yellow card being shown. They would have been a lot happier. There's another substitute taking place here for Mike Cullen. It is Conor Bowen has been introduced. He replaces number 25, Micheál O'Rahilly. And Rory Lavelle is up here with 10 seconds of action. He's about 64 yards out. He's dead central. He's put the ball on the floor. This is a huge kick. Everyone in around the house. Will they go short? Or will Lavelle try and be the hero? We've seen James Healy over the course of this campaign have huge moments to keep her. Here comes Lavelle. He strikes it. It's going to be short. It's going to be held in play. It is. It's been held up over there. It's been picked up. Back they come around side. John Maher's going to have to get possession of the ball. He does. He punches it in field. There's room over here. It comes back now. It comes around. Patrick Thompson strikes. It's going to hang. It's going to go wide though. And wide it goes. Mike Cullen are going to be county champions, I feel. They're on their feet unless there's something dramatic here from that last kick out. A huge moment. It's gone astray. We played a half a minute over the additional 2 minutes that should have been added. It's Mike Cullen who lead by a point. This is it. Can they overturn? Will there be time for this kick out even? Power goes long up the country, and there is the full-time whistle. Mike Cullen are county champions again. They've turned this around. A big, big moment in the second half. With 3 minutes to go, Peter Cook punched the ball into the net. He's broken Saltill Knock Nakara's heart. But just look at these scenes there as well. Mike Cullen have done it. Second title in 3 years. And what a game, and what experience in the end to see out a one-point victory.
Yeah, Saltill Knock Nakara absolutely crestfallen. You couldn't blame them. They gave absolutely everything. They made it the game that it was. It mightn't have been the highest scoring game in the world, you know, but it was full of quality, full of really good attitude, really good plays. And you know, Mike Cullen and Don Connellan under pressure at half time, they knew that they haven't performed. They knew that they'd have to pull a performance of their lives out in the second half, and that they did. It was full of great hard work, determination, epitomised by Peter Cook, and he deserved that goal because he was bringing as much fight to the cause as he could. He chased it, and in the end, it was the score and was the defining score of the game. See Paul Clancy out there, their chairman of Mike Cullen, giving back after a brilliant career, giving back to everything. Super club, you know, super management team, super players, and worthy county champions in an occasion where, you know, where
you know,
at times, maybe they didn't show the form that we expected of them, but overall, very, very worthy of county champions and a brilliant game. And I see John O'Mahony having a word with Martin Flaherty. I think that one at the end where they had the advantage, Will Orcombe. There was one or two before that as well, but overall, deserving champions in Mike Cullen, and you have to congratulate them. They've been exceptional for the last 3 or 4 years, and you know, they truly deserve to get this second Frank Fox in their back pocket.
In the end, what point was enough? 1-10 to 1-9, that Peter Cook goal, 3 minutes to go, such an important score. It was hard fought, but they have done it.
Live match broadcasts in association with Supermax, the fresh 5-ounce beef burger from Supermax. Fresh, never frozen. 100% prime Irish beef and cooked to order every time.